Welcome into the show, everyone. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate channel. This is the channel where we help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. Our goal is to empower you so that, you know, you want to go out and do it on your own. You want to become a wholesaler. You want to become a real estate agent. You want to go buy and flip properties and all of that. We want to teach you every angle so you can be more intelligent real estate investor. I personally am a buy and hold real estate investor. I don't pick up hammers. I don't wholesale properties anymore. I buy properties that cash flow, and I try to create streams of cash instead of piles of cash so that I have that to take care of my family for the rest of my life. I have a freedom cheat sheet to help you figure out your freedom cheat sheet, your freedom number. Just download it. It's right at the bottom of your screen here. So just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. Again, that's morrisinvest.com/freedom so that you can figure out what your freedom number is. You know, how much in rental income will you need to live comfortably that takes care of all of your expenses in your family? We put it together. It's totally free. I would encourage you to download it and really start to get your expenses in place to plan out your retirement. Because on today's show, we're going to talk about a recent study that just came out. And this recent study, I'm going to take this chat overlay off just for the, while I'm doing my little chat here. Let me get this off the screen as well. So a recent study found that a whopping 40% of Americans fear, did anybody guess it in the chat? Did anybody get it correct? If you guessed retirement, they fear more than death, you got it correct. So today we're going to dive into why that is. We're going to take a look at the study and talk about what you can do if retiring scares you. You know, growing up, I used to hear about the thing that scared people more than death was public speaking. Right? That was high on the list. Well, now, because of the way that the US dollar has plummeted in value and inflation fears rising and this shaky economy, a government that is literally borrowing money like it's going out of style, $28 trillion in debt, you know, in debt to Wall Street, China, foreign banks. No wonder people are scared about their retirement when they now are beginning to understand and realize that a 401k is a terrible way to prepare for retirement. You know, a 401k, of course, was never meant to stand on its own. It was meant to work in tandem with pension plans, which have all but collapsed. If you're putting your future in the stock market and paper assets, you are in for a world of hurt. But if you don't want to listen to reason, then maybe you should find another channel. Because we're going to give you the hard truths here. And the hard truths are that if your family's future is tied to a 401k plan, that is a recipe for disaster. And according to this new survey, the number one fear that Americans have about retirement is having a lack of income. A lack of income. So it's a really interesting way to look at this survey, right? It's not just about retirement. It's about a lack of income coming in. They're worried that, oh my God, when I leave this job, I won't have that sort of consistent paycheck anymore. And so 87% of the survey participants say this is a real fear for them, 87%. So what causes this fear and uncertainty? Well, simply put, it's a lack of planning and a lack of financial education. So for me, I grew up with a lot of fears about money. I think that was my number one fear, was money, and perhaps even fear of success, to be honest with you. And I think they're kind of tied together. But I grew up hearing, you know, we are not the Rockefellers. We can't afford that. Money does not grow on trees. And we are different from that family that can pay for this. Now, I grew up in a middle-class family, and I was never wanting for anything. I had a great childhood, but I was always hearing these memes about money, right? That you would think in terms of being an $80,000 a year salary person, or you would think in terms of making $45,000 a year. And when you know that that's how much you make, you think that that's your self-worth. But frankly, it all came from a lack of financial planning and a lack of financial education. And I don't blame my parents for that. I blame our system. I blame our school system. I blame our government for not empowering and teaching our people about financial education, financial literacy. You realize that schools do not teach this, right? I don't know how many of you watching right now were taught anything other than balancing a checkbook in school. Were you? Were you taught about performing assets versus liabilities when you were in school? If you were, then you were in probably, I don't know where you went to school, because I don't think it was the United States. Were you taught about debt and leverage? Were you taught about taxes and tax structure? Were you taught about corporate taxes versus individual taxes? Were you taught about being an employee or self-employed versus being a business owner who invests? No, you probably weren't. You know, it wasn't until I read my mentor's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, in like the year 2000 or so, when I moved to Los Angeles, that I finally started planting a seed of financial intelligence and literacy. And so I've made it my mission here on this channel to bring that to you. You know, 68% of people said they thought their Social Security benefits would be enough to live on. Enough to live on. I hate to break this to you, but today, this is a today, literally, the breaking news about the Social Security is that they are set to run out of Social Security years ahead of where they thought they were going to run out of Social Security money in the Social Security trustees. That's right, 8 years earlier. So if you're planning on Social, and you're young and you're planning on Social Security being the thing that's going to save you, I got news for you, that's a poor plan. Yeah, the Social Security Trust Fund is literally dissolving before our eyes. It's okay. It's okay in the United States for us to spend $8 trillion on endless wars on terror. By the way, that's the new price tag that was just released today. That the war, the quote-unquote war on terror, which is, what does that even mean, has cost us $8 trillion across Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, Iraq. Do you feel safer? $8 trillion. And yet our Social Security Trust Fund is collapsing, evaporating. We can't provide good health care in the United States. We can't take care of people, and yet we can spend that on war. Sorry, I digress, but it infuriates me. So if you're relying on basics like Social Security or a 401k for retirement, that's just not going to cut it. And what happens to your 401k when the chickens come home to roost? When this massive amount of money that's being pumped into Wall Street by the Federal Reserve is eliminated. And the Federal Reserve is already talking about tapering. Tapering means that they're going to pull back on the amount of money that they're funneling in to Wall Street and buying up all of these crap junk bonds and all of the things that Wall Street doesn't want to buy. The Federal Reserve will buy it to make sure that they have liquidity, so that Wall Street is taken care of. But the truth is, they're getting low interest loans at virtually 0% interest. And what are they doing? They're not hiring people. But what are they doing? They're buying back their own shares. Are they investing in research and development? That's what the Fed was putting all of the stimulus money there for. No, they're not doing that. They're massively in debt. So all of these Wall Street companies are massively in debt. The Fed is massively in debt. The U.S. government is massively in debt. How long until you think the chickens come home to roost and that Wall Street has a major correction? And if your 401k plan is tied to this, you're in for a world of hurt. So, you know, a 401k plan can be a part of your overall retirement. Like if you work for a company where you actually receive a match, a company match, wow, that's rare these days. Take it, you know? If they're giving you a 6% match, great, take it. Put 6% of your income, so you're matching at 6%. Personally, I'm not giving you financial advice. That's what I did up to that point. I didn't put anything more than that. And I certainly didn't have it in the stock market. I removed it so that it was in state, like I was using it basically as a savings account until I was able to leave that company. But most of the time, 401k plans, they're giving you a matching plan of the company's stock that you work for. So it might not even be a good stock. You might work for a crappy company. And so they're giving you matching of their own company stock. Ugh. That's your retirement? It's going to take a heck of a lot more than that to cover your expenses and live financially free when you quote unquote retire. You know, if you think about this pile of cash sitting there at the end of your, and you retire, and most people at retirement are lucky to have anywhere between $90,000 and $150,000 in their retirement account when they retire. That pile of cash, $150,000, If you start dividing that by how many years you have left, you think in your life, you know, you retire at 60 something, 59 and a half or 60 something. You mean you're going to live for another 40 years on $150,000? That's it. And maybe if you're lucky, some Social Security money. Think about that for a minute. That is below poverty. Today's episode is brought to you by JustWorks. JustWorks makes it easier for you to start, run, and grow a business. Let me tell you how JustWorks can help your business. For instance, like you can't stand doing HR stuff, right? Or you don't want to deal with all of the software and compliance issues and payroll and everything else, right? You just want to open that bakery. You just want to open that store. You just want to start that business. You don't want to have to worry about all of those things. Well, that's where JustWorks comes in. It's the ultimate HR platform for small and growing businesses. With simple software, expert support for benefits, payroll, HR, compliance, you name it, across the company, small businesses with big dreams love JustWorks for its simplicity. And I love their name, JustWorks, because that's true. That's exactly what it does. It just works. They have an intuitive platform, all kinds of time-saving features. Whether your team is remote or in person, you can give them access to national or large group health insurance plans, manage onboarding, payroll, PTO, compliance, all in one place. Sure, you can do it all, but why would you want to do that? That's not in your, you know, in your zone where you're being most successful, right? Focus on what you're good at and put this to bed. Give JustWorks a try right now. It's so simple. Save hours on time tracking that syncs with payroll, plus 24/7 expert support, as well as certified HR consultants to get answers to your questions whenever you need them. Here's how it works. Find out how JustWorks can help your business by going to justworks.com. That's justworks.com for more info. JustWorks.com. So another particularly interesting thing in this study is the methods that people are relying on right now to save for retirement. So cash came out on top of this. If you've watched my show for any length of time, you know how I feel about cash. Cash came out on top, with 71% saying they're using this method. But with the current interest rate for savings accounts running at less than 1%, not even 1%, I mean 0.01%, those savings are not growing as up against inflation. You're simply losing money if you've got money in cash. I mean, if you have $10,000 in the year 2010 and you put that in the bank in a savings account, it would be worth about $6,355. That means you're losing about $3,500 of value from 2010 to 2020 because of inflation. The US dollar is not the answer. And if this study resonates with you, I want you to touch on a few things that you can do right now to sort of, you know, face this fear of retirement head on. Number one, download the Freedom Cheat Sheet. Let me put this back up here on the screen. So go to morrisinvest.com/freedom and grab our freedom number cheat sheet. So number one on my list here is I want you to run your numbers. You know, if you don't know what your expenses are, you can't possibly know how much you need for retirement. Start with the cheat sheet. It's simple. What we're going to do is take you through 6 months of your overall expenses in your family. You're going to discover things you're spending money on that you didn't know you were spending money on. So we can eliminate some things right away. And then beyond that, we're going to get a sense of what your overall stability number will be so that you can live financially free. And how do we then create bringing in streams of income, which is number two on my list. Start thinking about streams of income. You know, a cash-based bank account is not going to go very far. So what can you do to bring monthly income in? I want you to watch my video on places that you might find a hidden down payment. Okay, we're going to link that up in the show description below, and we'll drop it here in the chat as well. So there are hidden places you might find for a down payment. We've worked with clients at Morris Invest that had no idea they could leverage their old IRA that was just sitting there, or even borrow from their 401k. There's a lot of different things you can do that you can use towards a down payment to buy a rental property for the very first time. Another thing on my list is I want you to check for old 401ks that you might have forgotten about. Now, I know you might be saying, Clayton, come on, I'm not going to forget about an old 401k. I'm going to tell you right now that we have hundreds of phone calls a week with potential clients who work with us at Morris Invest. And I cannot tell you how many of them didn't realize they had an old 401k that was just sitting there that they were able to pull money from. When you leave a company, that 401k sits there. Most people don't do anything with it. They don't realize that they could roll that into a self-directed IRA, where now they have full checkbook control of those assets. And they can start to buy or use that as a down payment, buying rental property or other cash flowing assets inside of that self-directed IRA. Or they could be buying a business. They could be, you know, investing in other things using that 401k. Another thing on my list is to pull money from stocks to invest in real estate for more stability and monthly cash flow. So you can, you know, look at your stock market portfolio. Is it just stagnant? Is it just continuing to do this like a snake, right? Or continuing to go down? You know, you're at the mercy of these companies. I mean, every day I see stock information floating by. Who knows what these companies are doing, right? Oh, this particular thing affected Pfizer today because now they're going to do a new inhalable COVID test or vaccine. Great. But then yesterday we find out that Pfizer's not as good as Moderna for antibodies in vaccines. Well, that's going to make the stock. You want your future in that? Hey, Billy, I was going to send you to college, but I don't know, Pfizer is suddenly not as good as the Moderna vaccine. You know, it's like, this is the kind of stuff you have. You're putting that, your future in the hands of that kind of crap. Or famously, I remember, like, wasn't Britney Spears like the spokesperson for like Coke or something or Pepsi at one point? Then she did something crazy and the company's stock tanked as a result. Like, wait a minute, the person you hired to do commercials has anything to do with the soda that people are drinking and the stock goes down because of this controversy? Like, that's what you want your future tied to? Like, oops, I did it again. So put savings in a high interest account. So you may consider an account like Outlet Finance. I use that personally as my savings account. It's got a 9% or even upwards of 12% return on your money. And it uses cryptocurrency. It acts like a stable coin and backed by Ethereum. So if you go to morrisinvest.com/outlet, again, morrisinvest.com/outlet, we'll have a link below that you can check it out. Use that link because you'll get some extra money when you open the account for free. You can open it with like $5 in savings, but I use that as my savings account. Why? Because of the interest. And it's tied to Ethereum as a cryptocurrency. It's not tied to the US. It's not tied to the stock market. It's not tied to the terrible US dollar where you're getting a terrible return. It's staked and then tied to Ethereum. So check it out. Again, at least if you've got that money sitting aside right now that you want to be able to convert that from a 401k and maybe you want to save for a down payment, that's a perfect opportunity for you to use that. So if you go to morrisinvest.com/outlet, give that a try. And then next, work on paying off those high interest debts to eliminate those extra expenses in retirement. I can say personally, this was one of my biggest anxiety points in my life, was all of the high interest debt that I had. And all of this high interest debt that I was never taught was bad, right? On college campus at University of Pittsburgh, one of the first things that I did, and within the first week of getting there as a freshman, was went up to the Bank of America credit card stand that was set up by on the student union, by the way. Look, what kind of scam is that, where all these big banks literally can like set up on a college campus and take advantage of these kids? Give me a break. They don't do that in Europe. So there I was getting this $500 Bank of America credit card. I had no financial education, no financial intelligence. What did I do? I was like, wow, this is like free money. I went right down to the CD store on Forbes Avenue in Pittsburgh and bought a few REM CDs and other stuff. Now I was like $20, $30, $40 in debt. And before I knew it, I was $75,000 in debt. And to claw my way out of that. So understanding what your overall expenses are, understand what your high interest debt is by going through our Freedom Number cheat sheet and start to really focus on paying that stuff off. Another thing on my list is don't fall into the trap of assuming that you're too young or you're too old to plan for retirement. Now is always the right time. Like we had somebody in our chat earlier, Shepnums, who was saying like, I'm getting ready. I'm thinking, I'm not sure. I'm hearing things. Things might be talking me out of it. I'm not sure. Anytime you've got big questions, it's not about the question, right? Well, I was watching CNBC and I hear that the housing market is as an issue, or, whenever you have those big questions, those are always objections to taking action. You will always find an excuse if you look for it. You will always do it. Honey, we can't invest in real estate right now. Now is not the right time. I saw on that CNBC that prices are kind of out of whack right now. Oh, honey, I can't do it right now. We can't do it right now because this COVID thing. Honey, we can't do it right now because little Billy's going to be going to college in 5 years. You always find an excuse, always. And I got news for you. Nothing is ever, ever, ever going to be 100%, ever, ever. If you're at 80%, go for it. Even getting married, let's be honest, right? Hand to the heavens. How many people here are married? How many people are thinking about getting married? Or just, you're never going to be 100%. You're lying to yourself if you're like, yeah, I was 100%, 100%. No. Yeah, right? There's always going to be something. Like, I can't afford it right now. I don't know. You're never 100% about anything. Anything. If you're 80%, take the plunge. Then another thing on my list is to consider converting IRAs into self-directed accounts. We talked a little bit about this, but this gives you the authority to have more control over your investments. And our team handles that for you. If you want to book a call with our team, we can have you into a self-directed IRA within like 10 minutes. We can set it up. It's that simple. So even if you don't work with us for real estate, we'd be happy to help you guide, at least point you in the right direction on this. So if you go to morrisinvest.com, book a call with us, we'll help you on the self-directed IRA front, teach you about how you could move some of those old accounts that you're not even using anymore to give you checkbook control of that. Really powerful way to take control over your investments. So that is my assessment of this study. You do not have to be terrified of retirement. But I think really the fear comes from lack of education. Fear is the fear of the unknown, right? All fear comes from just unknown items. And so we have a fear of retirement because we're not educated. In retirement planning. We're not financially educated. So just get that financial education and it removes that fear and uncertainty.